afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the planetarium.
Every day, three or four times a day, the planetarium puts on star shows. The star of the star show is not a name many people know. The Spitz Model B Space Transit Projector.
You know, we often refer to the planetarium as the museum within the museum.
Mark Bennett is manager of the planetarium. He points to a heap of black aluminum in the middle of the room. It looks like something out of Star Wars, like two Death Stars stuck on either end of a metal rod, like a Death Star dumbbell with 5,600 holes poked through it.
It's really sort of a work of art unto itself, and really a marvel of technology.
But not modern technology. The computer that runs it is less powerful than your average digital watch. Modern projectors can zoom in on planets and fly out of the solar system. All this Spitz projector can do is show the night sky.
And, you know, in our modern day with all of the digital technology and all that, and, you know, and we think, you know, well, back then they didn't know how to do it. They were really pretty ingenious, and this is a really amazing, truly amazing piece of machinery.
You can't overstate how advanced this projector was when the planetarium opened in 1966. There are only 12 of these Spitz projectors made. They were the top-of-the-line model. 10 went to planetariums, one stayed in the factory, and one was installed in a New York discotheque.
At the time, it was a brand new, real breakthrough in planetarium technology.
Bill Dishong has worked with the planetarium for 44 years.
It's based really on Korean War vintage gun turret technology. It's really what it is. It was the first one that could actually turn around.
The ability to turn around is what made the Spitz so special. Imagine the Death Star dumbbell being twirled like a baton. This created the effect of viewing space not just from Earth, but from Mars or Jupiter. It was like being in a spaceship. In fact, Apollo astronauts used this projector in their training. All the other projectors could do at the time was show you what the stars looked like from different parts of the Earth. Russell Romanella was about 10 years old when he first went to the Miami Planetarium. He had grown up under the city lights.
I remember being inside of the planetarium and seeing the night sky for the first time. It made me think. It made me wonder about the universe. It made me try to understand why we are here, what else is out there. And it just got me hooked.
Hooked for life. He's now retired, but Romanella went on to become NASA's Director of Safety and Mission Assurance. He still remembers the Spitz projector.
The projector was a beast. It was like nothing you've ever seen before. It almost looked like something from the future and something from the past all at the same time. I don't know, is it still there today or did they ever modernize it?
After 48 years, the Spitz projector in Miami is the last one of its kind still in use.
And the rest of them, either we have the spare parts or they've just gone the way of the dumpster.
Mark Bennett and his planetarium staff sometimes have to custom build parts when they break now. After almost half a century, even the museum has no idea how many star shows the Spitz projector has put on. But they do know roughly how many shows are left. In 2015, the planetarium is expected to move to a new building downtown with a brand new digital projector. 2015 state-of-the-art, not 1966 state-of-the-art. The planetarium is hoping to keep the old Spitz as a display. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.